The guy who's going to sit down and talk with us right now had a few rebounds to help that cause. Deontay Hawkins with 5 boards, but more importantly with 22 points. And even more importantly, with 6 out of 6 from 3. Well, now, why don't you just do that every game?
He can if he'd want to.
Man, I think it was just my teammates finding me and me having confidence and being, like, you know, not loose, but, you know, just playing, you know, freely out there, I think.
Your body language was very positive from the get-go. Mm-hmm. I watched you shoot around. I thought, I wonder if he's going to be in it tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, once the horn started and the game started, your body language picked up. And
Of course. I don't want to blow my load in the layup line. I just like to, you know, stay calm and, you know, just be relaxed and, you know, just get into the game.
Let Javaka take care of that.
Yeah.
He'll do the pregame. You do the during the game.
Yeah.
Overcoming the disappointment, Deontay, of not making the NCAA mm-hmm. field, I know was a challenge for all of you. It was a challenge for me, so it had to be a challenge for you. Yeah. How did you personally overcome that and get ready for this game?
Man, I had to talk with my peoples back at home, and they was just telling me, man, like, we know y'all got snubbed, and, I mean, ain't nothing you can do about it at this point. It's just go out there and show them and prove them wrong and let them know that y'all NCAA caliber team. That's supposed to be in the NCAA tournament competing and knowing we could compete with those guys. And told myself that I want to keep competing with my teammates. And I mean, I wouldn't want to be nowhere else than here competing with my bros. And I just had to get over it. Well, everybody really had to get over it and just, you know, keep chopping wood and, you know, taking care of the process. So, I mean, it was tough at first. But we got over it, and we got another goal.
Cal Irvine's got some kids that can shoot it.
Oh, man, those guys. Who is it? Nelson and?
Nelson and Martin.
Martin, oh, my God. Those guys, they hit some tough contested shots. We played some good D on them, but they was just feeling it tonight, I guess. They was both 5 for 10 from the three-point line, and, I mean, we contested a couple shots hard, and they still managed to fall. But
well, you can talk about feeling it. Look at your line. I mean,
I give credit to my teammates. Like seriously, like they know when to find me. They know I like transition threes. We run a couple plays, and they be perfectly fine with it, knowing I got a mixed match. And, man, I just give credit to them.
Lob or a three? Which would you rather do? And I know the answer.
Of course, a three.
Oh, baloney. Lob, your face lit up like you just got something new for Christmas.
Because I'm really not used to, like, to dunking. Like, that
but
was
you
my
take
high
a three
school.
Over a lob like that? Come on, man.
That's hard.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's hard. It's hard because
I ain't buying it.
Okay.
I love the lob, too. Your face, your body language, it's just like a out of body experience for you. You can make the threes. You've proven that. But the lob, your old face just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The crowd was not huge in numbers, but
We felt the energy. We
yeah,
felt the energy.
Exactly.
And we fed off of that. And that's what I always say in interviews. Like, when we have a great crowd, man, and we into it and they into it, we just going to have some good results. That's why we've been successful this season in Redbird Arena. But we just got to just keep chopping away and keep, you know, taking care of the process. Be ready Monday against a good UCF team, a former teammate that played with us, and, a 7'6 guy, tallest guy in the NCAA. And, we just got to come out with our hard hats on and play our game.
You've done a very good scouting report on the next opponent.
Man. We just, this game over, on to the next.
Wasting no time to get ready for the next opponent. You do, you know you do have until Monday, don't you?
We do, yeah. we do.
Okay. You don't have practice tonight, do you?
Oh, no.
You hang around, you gonna hang around, shoot some threes?
Oh, no, that's tomorrow. We got a shooting day tomorrow. Group units shooting tomorrow, so we're going to be in here getting shots up and make sure that the touch there and the confidence there
And if you leave now, you'll be 100%. So why shoot another one? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, don't shoot another one until after midnight.
Just get your
stuff
and get out of here. We'll see you Monday.
Well, this has been such a wonderful season, Deontay, and it's fantastic to contemplate the continuation of this season. Hopefully it continues for quite a while, but the next object is to is to win one more, and hopefully that happens. Good luck on getting ready for the game, and we'll see you here Monday night.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Deontay Hawkins, our post-game player guest, he ripped through 22 points in this game, including 18 from outside the arc. He made all six of his three attempts, 8 of 11 overall, 5 boards, had an assist as well, as he helped the Redbirds to an impressive 85-71 triumph over UC Irvine.